Often in local elections, several candidates end up vying for the same office. When there are more than two, there's a good chance that none of them will get a clear win with over 50% of the vote. When this happens, there has to be another election, a runoff, to get a clear winner. Ranked choice voting, also known as instant runoff voting, does away with that extra election because it guarantees that a candidate will win the first one. Here's how it works. Instead of voting for just one person, you mark your favorite three candidates on your ballot. You put your favorite person in column one, your second favorite in column two. You get the idea. You submit your ballot, and the votes are counted. First, only the number one votes get tallied. If one of the candidates wins majority after round one, then the election is over, and we don't even need to look at the second and third column votes. But let's say nobody wins a majority after round one. Three of the candidates split the vote. Jane gets 40%, Kathy 40%, and Larry 20%. Instead of doing a runoff election between the two who got 40%, we can resolve the issue right away, thanks to ranked choice voting. The candidate with 20%, Larry, he's eliminated right there, and his votes are then redistributed, meaning those people who had Larry as their number one now have their votes reassigned based on their number two choice. Let's say all of Larry's ardent supporters had Jane in their number two spot. That means Jane gets all of Larry's votes and wins over Kathy, 60% to 40%. San Francisco adopted ranked choice voting in 2004. This year, Berkeley, San Leandro, and Oakland will be using ranked choice voting for the first time. For Cross Currents, I'm Chris Hoff.